Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague Jean Marks, a small business columnist for The Guardian, for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications, about the transfer of small businesses from the boomer generation, my seniority, to the millennials, the children of the boomers in many instances. This is a very significant flow right now. Thousands are retiring every day. And so Jean recommends very highly looking into purchasing a business as compared to starting one from the beginning. Here's Jean Marks on the transfer of small business from hands to hands as the generations change. More of this tonight.
Yeah, it's billions of dollars, and it is. People call it the silver tsunami. They've been telling us about this for years. I've been writing, and you and I have been talking about it for a while, and now that the pandemic is behind us, we're really seeing it. So I think I've mentioned before, John, in our conversations about a great platform called BizBuySell, B-I-Z-B-U-Y-S-E-L-L. And they're like a business brokerage and research site. They track business transactions, particularly small business transactions. And they are reporting the most recent quarter that you know, business transactions are through the roof. They are at levels that are pre-pandemic levels and growing. And business owners are now getting 20% higher prices for their companies than those who were selling their businesses like a year ago. So, and we're going to see more of this, John. You just watch. The baby boomer population, as we know, half of the business owners in this country are over the age of 55. These boomers are looking to sell and move on. And they're just starting the process now. And there's a lot of other things going on right now. I mean, interest rates are high right now, and yet boomers are not letting them stop them. A lot of people are doing seller-based financing and more, you know, favorable interest rates to the buyer. So there's that to consider. But boy, if interest rates come down, just watch what happens. The you know, capital gains rates right now are still at about 20%. Depending on how the election turns out, they might stay at that level or they might go up even double, depending on some of the proposals that are out there. And that also, I think, is sparking a lot of interest in business owners of selling their businesses. So there's all of that going on. But the biggest factor that's driving all of this, John, is the millennials. Because the millennial generation, we've always, you know, poked fun at them as being these kids, you know, changing the workplace. Well, they ain't kids so much anymore. You know, a lot of them are like into their 40s now. They've been in the business world for a good 10, 15 years. A lot of them are itchy to, you know, leave and start their own businesses. And a lot of them are smart enough to realize that rather than start something from scratch and go through the pain of building something from nothing, you can buy an existing business. There's so many of them that are out there. And with the willing owners wanting to sell, that you can then buy something with an existing infrastructure and employees and customer base and assets and then turn it into your own baby, you know? So a lot of these business owners are realizing that. The numbers are that 10,000 baby boomers are retiring each day. That is what BizBuySell says. That's a lot of baby boomers. Obviously, not all of them are business owners, but there's a good percentage of them that are. So we're going to be seeing a lot more sales of businesses over the next 5 to 10 years. And I do believe that the transfer of wealth is going from those boomers down to the millennials. And that's a huge, huge trend and a huge news story, particularly in the world of small business.